model experiments. Posted on Friday, October 13, 2023. So I'm going to continue the tradition of starting my blog post with the word so. Since last time, I set up Torch, link in post, and run some experiments both with Sunil Bark, link in post, and J. Betker Tortoise TT SV2, link in post. They can both comfortably run on my meager 8D of GPU memory, along with an image captioning model. So the fact that things were exploding when run through COG, link in post, tells me that there's some memory locality that I'm accidentally taking advantage of, or possibly some inadvertent model duplication I'm avoiding. In any case, I can now generate AI voiced audio from text using a box under my desk rather than one dependent on the internet. I've got one more problem to crack, and then you can expect this blog to instantly ish become a monologuing podcast too. The basic elements of what I'm setting up are probably going to be in the catwalk, link in post, As of this specific writing, it's set up to take TTS requests and run them against Sunil Bark, and not much else. I'm still polishing up the use of TTS models for my purposes, and it's unlikely that I keep both Tortoise and Bark around. The basic comparison is Bark is much, much easier to install and interact with, and is better documented. Tortoise provides better and more consistent output for my use case, and allows you to define custom voices out of the box. There's a Bark fork that can do the latter, but the linked notebook makes it look both more annoying and more restrictive than the utilities provided by Tortoise. Installation speed bumps. Firstly, I had to install the NVIDIA CUDA toolkit, link in post, to get past the initial error thrown up by Tortoise installation, link in post. Apparently, this is because the default CUDA libraries contain a bunch of drivers, but not NVCC, which is a CUDA compiler needed for some part of the build process of some Tortoise requirement or other. Whatever. At this point, I'm resigned to just installing random chunks of NVIDIA software haphazardly on my model running machine. Secondly, and bizarrely, I had to downgrade Pedantic, link in post, to 1.9. One from two, something because DeepSpeed is incompatible with two despite having it listed as a dependency in its conda file. Link in post. A package named Pydantic, annoyingly slowing down development through bureaucracy in a strong type, adjacent approach to validation, is appropriate enough that I can't even really be surprised here. Once I had that settled, I could run the installation successfully and interact with a Tortoise TTS pipeline. Or rather, I would be able to if Tortoise TTS hit a pipeline interface. Link in post. This is one of the few models I've interacted with so far that has to be run manually, which is kind of fine by me at this point. My current setup is a big iron machine sitting under my desk that I SSH into from my development laptop. It is zero marginal trouble for me to interact with the models. I'll be chaining together through a web interface such as Catwalk, rather than Docker containers or COG prediction. I'm hoping to relatively simply put together an interface that captions images, reads sentences and expands, explains tables and code blocks, so that I can make another serious attempt at running this thing. Link in post again. As always, I'll let you know how it goes.